Amen. How desperate are you today for a move of God? Amen. And what is your desire? What was your purpose? You know, your pastor already said it this morning. It would be terrible to come and get up this morning when you could have been sleeping in this hot day and sitting in a nice air-conditioned room. And instead, you got up, got ready, come to church, and it'd be terrible to go home without being changed. Amen. And any time that they come into the presence of the Lord, something happened. Amen. And I'm expecting great things today. Amen. And I don't know what you come to do today, but I come to have church. Amen. Amen. If you don't know who I am, I'm Brother Hilton from Leavenworth, Kansas. And my pastor is William B. Chalfant, a great man of God. He's an author. And most of all, he's my pastor. Amen. And we just have church. Amen. So good to be here. And if you could turn with me to Mark, the 4th chapter, we'll see what the Lord has for us today. Mark, the 4th chapter, and we'll start at verse 35. Amen. And the same day, when the even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? Amen. You may be seated. Amen. I want to know who Jesus is. Amen. I want to know really who he is. Amen. They call him a great prophet. They call him one of the great prophets. They don't acknowledge who he really is. Amen. But in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And John 1:14 says, and the Word was made flesh. Amen. That means that God himself come down and put on a robe of flesh. Amen. And walked amongst men. Amen. And that's who Jesus is. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the ending. He's the first and the last. And he is the great I am. Amen. He's the one that can walk on waters. He's the one that can heal the sick. He's the one that can raise the dead. He's the one who I serve. He's the one who went to Calvary. He's the one who rose the third day. He's the one who gave me the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I praise him today. Amen. That's who Jesus is. He's the I am that I am. Amen. Beside him, there is no God. Amen. I'm so glad I know who Jesus is. Amen. Amen. They were saying, Jesus, do you even care that we perish? Amen. Jesus, in 2 Peter 3:8-10, amen, he's telling us, don't be ignorant, amen, that God is not willing that any should perish. Amen. And so the Word of God says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Amen. And so I'm so glad who Jesus is today. Amen. They were in this ship and it was being tossed to and fro. Amen. They had just seen miracles happen and things take place. Amen. He fed thousands of people and you know, all kinds of miracles was happening. And Jesus went and was tired because he was fully God and fully man. Amen. And the man side got wore out. Amen. How many's ever been into a really good service and worshiping God and you just get wore out? You just have to go sit down a little bit. Amen. When the power of God is upon you, amen, there's going to be a reaction. And so Jesus was sleeping. He was trying to get some rest. Amen. And while he was sleeping, a storm come up in their lives. Amen. And it said, amen, that they woke him up because their ship was being filled with water. Now, we used to go down to Rogers, Arkansas, and we had a, we rented, my wife's family, we rented a little houseboat. It would sleep, I think it was like 17 people, something like that. I don't remember how many. It was a large houseboat. And we'd, for the week, we'd go and rent that thing out. And we had to bring our fishing boats, and I had a little John boat. I think it was like a 16-foot John boat with, I think it was a 35 horsepower on the back of it. And we tied it up beside that boat, and we took out. We were going down. We were going to a cove where we knew where we could get away from the people, and we could swim, and people don't like seeing apostolics looking apostolic when they're swimming. Amen. And so we were going down this big old lake, Beaver Lake, and we were going quite a ways, and somebody hollered, "Your boat's sinking." And I had my boat tied up beside the houseboat, and the wake from the houseboat was filling my boat. Right. Just filling it. And we looked back where we come from, and we could see our fishing gear floating. Our tackle boxes, thank God they were floating. Amen. And everything was going out of my boat, amen, into the lake. And we had to stop and start bailing out water. And it was like it was sinking, and it was sinking fast. Amen. And I had a little panic because I didn't want my motor to get all ruined. Amen. I didn't care too much about the boat. Amen. But I had a little panic there. But I feel that that's the way these men were in this ship. Amen. The water was filling up and they it was getting full. Amen. But Jesus was back in the back sleeping. And so they had to get his attention. Amen. And said, "Jesus, do you even care?" And Jesus yawned, got up, and said, "Peace, be still." And the winds obeyed. The water subsided. Amen. And in our storm that we have in our lives, amen, we get in a panic. Amen. We start doing things our way. Amen. Instead of turning to the Lord. Amen. But today God is saying, "Hey, I'm here for you." Amen. It doesn't matter the storm that you're in. I'm in the ship with you. It doesn't matter what storm you find yourself in. Amen. I'm your rock. I'm going to be there for you. I'm going to help you through your times of trouble. I'm going to help you through your times of sorrow. I'm going to help you through the times of not having a job. Amen. I'm going to be right there with you if you'll trust me. If you'll put your heart to me. Amen. It doesn't matter the storm in your life. I'll deliver you. Amen. And today I feel that somebody's boat has been sinking. Amen. But God is here today to lift you up. God is here today to help you. God is here today to deliver you from the storm that's in your life. Paul said, "Except these abide in the ship, you can't be saved." Amen. That's why we have to go to the house of the Lord. Amen. That's why we must go to the church. Every time the church doors are open, we need to find our way to that ship. Amen. We need to find our way into the house of the Lord. Amen. Because God's going to be there with us. And when the ship sinks, not that this ship's going to sink, amen, but in the storm of your life, amen, when it starts to sink, you can just hold on to the Word of God. You can hold on to the promises of God. You can hold on to those times that you knew He was right there. Amen, and He's here today for you and I. He's here today to deliver you from your storm. He's here today to help you through your troubles. Amen, but you got to quit depending on yourself. You got to lean on the Lord. You can't lean on your own understanding. Amen, God is great, and He's worthy of praise even in the storm. Amen, amen. I remember another time that they were going across the sea, and they went alone. Jesus sent them on ahead of them. Amen. And then the storm came up again in their lives, and they began to fear, and they fought this thing, and they were in turmoil. And they looked out, and they seen. They thought it was Jesus, but they wasn't sure. They thought it may have been a spirit. Amen. But Peter did something. He cried out, "If that be you, Jesus, bid me come." And what I'm trying to say today is that in your storm, you can walk on it. In the middle of your storm, amen, if you get Jesus in your focus, you get Jesus first, seek you first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Amen. When you get your eyes on the Lord, you can walk through your storm. When you get your eyes on the Lord, you can walk on top of that thing and put the devil under your feet. Amen. We got the power when we got the Holy Ghost. Amen. Power over all the power of the enemy. It doesn't matter what's attacking you today. Amen. All you got to do is call on that name that is above every name. And call on Him, Jesus! Thou Son of David, have mercy. Amen, amen. Blind Bartimaeus wasn't about to let Jesus pass him by. Amen, he was determined to get in the way of Jesus. He heard that he had went to Jericho. Amen, and he knew that there was only one way of passing by. And he got in the way of Jesus. Amen, and when we get in the way, Jesus said, "I am the way." Amen, I am the truth. Amen, blind Bartimaeus wasn't going to let Jesus pass by. Until his storm passed. I feel the Lord here. Amen. In Luke 8 and 23. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake. And they were filled with water. And were in jeopardy. And they came to him. And awoke him, saying, "Master, Master, we perish." Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water. And they ceased. And there was calm. There was a calm. Amen. When we get a hold of the Lord, it doesn't matter the storm. It doesn't matter your situation. It doesn't matter what the doctor said about you. It doesn't matter how long you've been in the grave. Amen. All that matters is that Jesus shows up and says, "Remove that old stony heart. Amen. I'm going to rise you up. I'm going to raise you up out of that death and burial. Amen. I'm going to give you a life that you never had before." Amen. That's why we must repent of our sins. Amen. We got to repent of our sins and go down in that watery grave in the name of Jesus. And the moment you do that, God's going to come into your stormy life. He's going to calm peace. Amen. He's going to put peace in your home, peace in your heart, peace in your mind. And He's going to fill you with the Holy Ghost as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. And then you're going to look at your storm and say, hey, I've got my Jesus. You can go on your way. Amen. I've got the Lord. John 14, 27, Jesus said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, because the world has some strings attached. Give I unto you, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen. There was a young man that was seeking the Lord and didn't know which way to go. His family was pulling him one direction, but the Word of God was pulling him in another direction. And he had a turmoil where his family was going to turn on him if he continued in this oneness doctrine. And he had a storm in his life, and he didn't know which way to turn. Amen. But then he got to reading in the Word of God. He said, seek me first. Seek me first. Seek me first. And then he decided that he was going to seek the Lord first. And don't worry about what the family was saying. Because while he was in drugs, while he was at alcohol, amen, while he was doing the things of the world, they didn't care. They didn't care what he was doing. Amen. They weren't even there to help him. Amen. But now it comes a time of redemption. And now it comes to a time of salvation. And now they start caring. Amen. Now they're holy, and now they're religious, and now they know the Bible in and out. And now he's got to draw a line in the sand. Do I follow my mother and father, or do I follow the Word of God? Amen. We got to seek the Word of the Lord. We got to seek Him with our heart. We got to be, amen, like blind Bartimaeus, regardless of what they're telling you, to shut your mouth. Regardless of what they're saying, be quiet. Oh, I'm going to say more loudly, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on my soul. Jesus, I'll serve you with all my heart and my soul. I don't care about the world. I don't care what they had to give. I want that gift of the Holy Ghost that you're giving out freely. Lord, God, that you're going to give me the power to overcome all the power of the enemy. Amen. We got to give up and let Jesus take over. We got to give up. Amen. We got to give Him everything. We can't hold nothing back. We got to ask God to come into our life. Amen. And fully surrender. Amen. Going in. Hallelujah, into the house of God. Amen. Just getting a good feeling. You can do that down the road. Amen. But there's more than just a good feeling here. There is a power. Amen. That comes from on high. And what that is God coming inside of your soul. And when He comes inside your soul, there isn't a storm in your life can distract you. There isn't a storm in your life that can hinder you. Amen. Because I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I don't care about the storm. You got to seek Him first. You got to seek Him first. You got to seek Him with your whole heart. You can't just come in half-hearted. You got to give God everything and say, God, here it is. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Today somebody is holding on to their storm. You're making that storm bigger than your God. You're making your situation bigger than God. Amen. But I'm telling you, there's nothing bigger than my God. My God can do anything. I said, my God, I don't know about your God, but my God, He can do anything. Hallelujah. He can move a mountain. He can talk to a tree and it wither away. He can talk to somebody and they come up out of that grave. I'm telling you, I got a God who I serve is bigger than your storm, bigger than your problems. Amen. If you're here today, amen, and you're struggling, you may be seated. If you're here today and you're struggling in your heart, amen, you might have even said, you know, what's the use? I'll tell you what the use is. Amen, it's heaven or hell. That's the use. What's the use? I don't want to burn forever. My pastor says you better get the best asbestos suit you can get because it's going to get hot there. He even said this, you're going to what? Burn like a pork chop. I don't want to burn. I don't care for fire other than the heat in my home. Amen. I don't care for fire. Amen. It hurts. Amen. You ever stick your hand in the fire? How many's done this through a candle? and got a little too slow. Just, yeah, it burns. But that's nothing like eternity. Ever and ever and ever. You talking about a storm in someone's life. But by then, it's too late. By then, God can't have mercy on you no more. When He says, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I know you not. And they're bound and cast into that lake of fire forever. Your storm just got worse. It just got worse. Amen. But today, the peace speaker's here. Today, the one who can make a way where there seemed to be no way. You see, that's the key right there, where there seemed to be no way, because with God, all things are possible. Amen. It doesn't matter the heartache. It doesn't matter the broken homes. It doesn't matter what the situation is. What matters is if we get Jesus in our storm. Amen. We can walk on that water. We can walk on that storm. And as long as we keep our eye on Jesus, amen, we can stay on top of our problems. But the moment Peter took his eyes off Jesus and took look around his surroundings, he began to sink. Amen. And he hollered out one more time, Jesus! And guess what? Jesus was right there. Grabbed him by his hand. Pulled him up. You see, too many times in our life, we try to do it our way. Too many times in our life that we try to do what we know best to do, but what we know best to do usually gets us into the situation we're in. Amen. And so then we try to improve on our situation that we're in, the storm that we're in. And instead of running for shelter, instead of running to the Lord, amen, you're running right into the storm. Like these storm chasers. You know, I like a good storm. I do. I love it. Amen. I work in a cave. I'm 97 feet straight down in the cave all day long. And sometimes 10, 12 hours a day. And so anything that happens during the day, I don't get a glimpse of it. And I come out, and usually it's dark. Right now it's summertime, so I get to see a little daylight. But a lot of times I miss the storms. And I love storms. Stormy weather. and so while my wife's getting stuff and going down in the basement where I should be, amen, I'm going up and looking out the back door. wishing at the time I had my deck built, because I'd be out there. And my wife says, you're crazy. But no, I tell you who's crazy is the storm chasers. Amen. They get in their car and they go find the tornado and try to drive through the thing. The moment I catch an eye on that tornado, I'm gone. Amen. I pick my storms and I pick how I handle them. Amen. And that's what we ought to do with the Lord. Amen. We got a Lord. Amen. And He's on our side. And in our storms that we find ourselves in, we ought to go to the rock. In Hebrews 13 and 5, 6, and then we'll drop down to 8, says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For He hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Amen. He is our helper. Amen. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. And verse 8 tells us this, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. My God never changes. He doesn't change because of the morale in this world's going down, and they're saying, you know, that the rainbow's for them. But the rainbow's for us. It's a promise God won't destroy the earth, amen, with the flood again, although sometimes we're wondering, this year especially, amen. But God gave us a promise. Amen. And it doesn't matter the lifestyle that the world is going to. The Word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. You can't change the world, the Word. You can't change God. Amen. The sin is sin to God. And it doesn't matter what it is. Amen. But today, we have hope in the Lord. If the musicians could come. Amen. Today, we have a peace, amen, that goes beyond our understanding. Today, we have joy unspeakable and full of glory. Today is a day that we ought to rejoice in. Today is a day that we ought to praise God, amen, in our storm. Amen. Today is a day that we ought to give God some praise. Amen. Begin to thank Him. It doesn't matter what is our life all about. It's but what He is doing and what He wants to do. Too many times we lean on our own understanding and the way that to do things. Amen. But you ought to try Jesus. You ought to try Him. Amen. There's nothing like Jesus. Amen. He can move on your situation when you don't even think it's possible. You ever had accomplished something and it just felt really good? I mean, it just, you felt some joy over it. Right. Amen. I did something the last few weeks that I've accomplished, and I'm kind of proud of it. I even showed it to your pastor. Amen. I built a big deck on the back of my house. Amen. And it's a 16 by 24. And I'm so proud of it. It turned out nice. I mean, for an amateur, it turned out nice. And it's a joy. Amen. I enjoy showing it. Man, look at this. Man, look. But it's nothing compared to receiving the Holy Ghost. You talking about a joy. You talking about getting baptized in the lovely name of Jesus and getting your sins remitted. You talking about a joy. You talking about a time when you fall down on your knees and you begin to pray and ask God to forgive you, and He forgives you, and that burden is lifted off your shoulder. Amen. You talking about a joy. Amen. But I'm talking about God will be with you every day of your life. Amen. If you'll repent of your sins, get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. You talking about joy. Amen. Just wait till you get the Holy Ghost. Amen. When you get that Holy Ghost, amen, it's joy unspeakable. There ain't a thing on this earth like what the Holy Ghost is. Amen. It's good to be forgiven. It's good to get my sins washed away. Amen. It's good to take on the name of Jesus. And it's good to get the Holy Ghost. There's power. And today, in your storm, the Lord's wanting to put peace in the midst of your storm. If we could stand. The Lord wants to let you know that He is God and that He is in control. You know, I've had them tell me that there's no way that my grandma and grandpa and family who's dead and gone on, there's no way, just because they didn't get baptized in the name of Jesus and receive the Holy Ghost, there's no way they're going to hell. God's not that kind of God. Amen. But God gives every man an opportunity to come to Him. God gives every man an opportunity to come to the knowledge of truth. It's up to you what you do with it. I'm not their judge, but I know what the Word of God says. Jesus said in John 3:5, except the man's born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now that's Jesus saying that. That's why we push this thing so hard. That's why we preach it so strong, that we've got to be born again of the water and of the Spirit. Not born from your mother's womb again, but born of the water through baptism in Jesus' name. According to the book of Acts, the acts of the church, the actions of the disciples, and actions of the church being born, amen, throughout the entire book of Acts, they were calling on the name of the Lord Jesus in water baptism. Matter of fact, Paul found that there were some that were baptized a different way. He asked them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? See, there's more to it than believing on the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior. Amen. And they said, we've never heard that there was a Holy Ghost. And then a red flag went up in Paul's life. He said, then what were you baptized in? How was you baptized? Because something's not right. And they said, under John's baptism, he said, he did it under repentance. You must be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. They were rebaptized that day. It was so important that just any old way won't do. Amen. Ephesians 4:5. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. All these other baptisms that's going on in this world, we got to find out which one's the real one. With all these other baptisms, if there's only one Lord and one faith and one baptism, what is that baptism? And when you do that, and you sell out to the Lord, He's going to take care of your storm. He's going to take care of your family. He's going to take care of your situation, regardless of what it is. If you'll turn it to the Lord, He'll work it out. except you abide in the ship, you're not going to make it. But today, we're all in the ship. It's the old ship of Zion. Amen. And I don't know about you today, but I want more of the Lord. I want His will in my life. I want Him to take care of my storms. Every time that Jesus showed up, it wasn't as bad as they thought it was. Every time Jesus showed up in the storm, He spoke peace. And then what did He do? He rebuked those who feared and doubted. Amen. But I don't want to be rebuked today. Amen. I want the Lord on my side. And I want to hear Him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Lord, You see the needs. God, You see the hearts. Lord, You see the storm in their life. Father, I'm asking if You would move on their behalf. Lord, it doesn't matter what the situation is today. God, when You come on the scene, that's all that matters. When You show up, Lord, that's all that matters. And Lord, our trust is in You today. And we're asking, Lord, if You would speak peace to the storms that's brewing in their lives this hour. In the name of Jesus.
Let's talk to the Lord for a moment here this morning. The presence of the Lord is in this place today. God, we need You more than anything. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. You know, sometimes we get the idea, and the devil will tell you, you've gotten yourself into a big, big mess, and you're never going to be able to get out of it. But I'm here to tell you this morning, Israel got themselves into a big mess, and they were in bondage for 400 years. That's a long time, 400 years to be in bondage. And the Lord sent a man of God to tell them, you're going to get out of this, and there's going to be a bright future for you. There's going to be something different in your life that you cannot imagine it right now. And there were battles, there were struggles that they went through, but when they left the land of Egypt, it was because of the blood of the lamb that was killed. You know the story this morning. And then they passed through the water. Brother Hilton's talking about baptism. The Bible says they were baptized unto Moses in the sea. Moses was a type of Christ, the deliverer that came. Amen. And they went through the Red Sea. And before they did, Moses said, "Fear not." Everybody said, "Fear not. Stand still. See the salvation of the Lord. Fear not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord." Don't make any choices right now. Don't make any decisions right now of what you're planning and what you're wanting to do with your life. Just stand still and wait for direction from God. And all of a sudden, the water, He said, "Because the Egyptians which you have seen, this day you will never see them again forever." That ought to be enough to make us shout till we wear out our shoes. Praise God, never going to see it again. It's gone. That past of my life is gone. It'll never come back. And how did they do it? They went through the water, and when they got to the other side, the devil tried to follow after them, but when the waters came down upon them, praise God, when the waters overshadowed them, there was nothing left. Every single Egyptian, and I look at it this way, every single Egyptian represents a sin. A sin that will bring you into bondage. And Jesus said that repentance and remission of sins would be preached in His name. Amen. Remission of sins. What that simply means is those things that you've done in the past will never haunt you again if you give your life to God. That's what that means. It's washed away. It's cleansed away. Amen. Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of Jesus. That's why when we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, because it is faith in that name, it is calling on that name in baptism that remits or washes away, erases all of the sins of the past. I guess what I'm trying to say and what I feel in my heart this morning is the past will never haunt you again. It'll never haunt you again. And sometimes when we get into situations, it takes a little bit for us to get the pieces back together. And Israel didn't know what to do after they were delivered. They didn't know where to go. They didn't know what to do. They were used to being slaves their whole lifetime. All they knew was somebody tells me what to do and I do it. But they weren't really free yet. And so God gave them order at Mount Sinai. And at Mount Sinai, the fire came down on the mountain. Amen. And that's what the day of Pentecost is, the celebration of the giving of the law on Mount Sinai. And the fire came down. You know what? It's so much more than coming to church. Praise God. So much more than just coming to church. So much more than just reading your Bible. Amen. It's allowing God to put the fire down on the inside of you through the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And when they were baptized in Jesus' name, they received the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other languages that they didn't even know. You talk about a powerful experience. Praise God. Praise God. If you want to know Him today, you can know Him. And we have an altar here this morning. We love the altar. The altar is our friend. Amen. This is where we come to consecrate and to dedicate our lives to God. You say, well, I'll do it right where I'm standing. That's fine if that's how you feel this morning. But I'm telling you what, you've got to have an altar in your life where you say, God, I'm here at the altar and I'm surrendering every part of my life, every aspiration, everything I've planned to do on my own. I'm giving it all to you. I'm not doing anything. I'm standing still until I see the salvation of God. If you need a job this morning, God has a job for you, but you got to stand still and wait for Him. Do your best to try. Amen. But then the results have to come from God. So I want to get my life together. You can get your life together this morning. Amen. There's young people here this morning. You're in a prime age to serve God and to live for God and to give your life to God. Amen. You'll never regret it. Never, ever, ever will you regret giving your life to God, because His way is perfect. His way is good. Amen. And it's a plan that was made up before you were ever born. Praise God. Praise God. Let's sing a chorus this morning. And if you're feeling the tugging of the Lord, I feel like somebody's feeling the tugging of God. You feel like something's grabbing a hold of your heart and saying, come on down to the altar. Let's make it today. Let's do it today. Let's not put it off. I want to do it today. I want to do the will of God today. Here is water. What doth hinder me? There's nothing this morning that's hindering you from receiving the Holy Ghost. There's nothing this morning that's hindering you from receiving what God has for you in your life if you'll just say yes. Just say yes. Let's sing this morning.